Morning, Steph.
Good morning. So, yeah, it's been a big year of music and feature albums on 2SER, but now we want to know what, you know, all our listeners were, what their favourite albums were from the year. And, you know, it's always good to look back. We've had so many feature albums throughout the year. We started on January 19th with Global Sounds from Tune Yards and I Can Feel You Creep Into My Private Life. You were still on the daily, of course, at that time.
I was. I remember the album, though, and it's such a huge throwback to think that that's almost a year ago now.
Yeah, exactly. And then we recently finished with Homegrown Guitar Pop from The Ocean Party and their album, The Odd Fellows Hall. But I thought I'd, you know, kind of select a few big highlights from the year. We saw the return of the Breeders. That was back in March, yeah, of course. And they kind of brought back their lineup that gave us the classic album Last Splash and released their new record All Nerve and then, you know, did a subsequent tour in Australia, which was very exciting. We had a lot of great Australian feature albums on 2SER as well. Mojo Juju, who you were, you know, lucky enough to interview about, and her release Native Tongue. We also saw Courtney Barnett, who has now taken an ARIA Award for her album Tell Me How You Really Feel, and, you know, made history by becoming the first ever female solo winner in that Best Rock category. Who else was there? Laura Jean out of Melbourne, who almost traded in, you know, those acoustic folk sounds that we know her for a fully blown alt-pop synth-heavy album, which I think we both had a lot of fun listening to on air.
Very yeah. much so, yes.
Yeah, and then another one I really enjoyed was Orquesta Akokan from Daptone Records, of course, bringing us a Cuban mambo soul, also way back in March too.
They're going to be in Sydney soon as well.
Yeah, a few artists, you know, that we featured as feature albums would also have spun across the airwaves are coming to Sydney Festival. You know, Julia Holter, one of them too. But Nana Cherry, another recent feature album, she's coming out for Sydney Festival. Yeah, so it's been a huge year of music, huge year of feature albums, but we want to know what everyone's favourites were.
Yeah, so tell me about this poll that's up and going.
Yeah, so the poll, it's on our website. Just head to 2ser.com/vote. And it's really hard, but you've got to select one. And, yeah, it's we've got a huge list there, so you can revisit, you know, some of your favourites. For those that are on Spotify, we've compiled a playlist too, so you can go back and have a listen and really revisit all those feature albums before you cast your vote. But, yeah, not too long, about a week left till the poll closes, and we'll be announcing the winner on New Year's Eve on the 31st of January. You'll be away, but we have Julia Karkatzel, who's usually in the presenter chair on Thursday Daily, filling in, so she'll be able to announce the winners then.
Yes, she's a gem. She's going to do a brilliant job.
Yeah.
I have a massive question for you.
Yes.
Have you managed to narrow it down to pick a favourite yourself?
It's incredibly hard, and I did have to listen back to all the feature albums that we've had during the year, but I've come away with Blood Orange and his remarkable album. You know, it was just a huge blend of R&B, pop, jazz, dance, funk, an amalgamation of all the best elements in those styles and genres, and the narration with feminist writer, activist Janet Mock throughout. It kind of, for me, elevated it to a new level, and it was a story almost from beginning to end. So if we're talking about, you know, actually listening to an album from start to finish and, you know, just fully immersing ourselves in it, that was the one that kind of blew me away this year.
That one I think was very popular. I remember the week that Negro Swan was the feature album, we had a lot of people calling in saying, yeah, oh my gosh, what's this song? It's so good.
Yeah, and what about you, Tess? What was your favourite for the year?
Yeah, that was another hard one to narrow down. I kind of had a short list of three or four floating around, but the one I kept coming back to was the self-titled one by Fantastic Furniture.
Yes.
Love
Local Heroes.
Local Heroes, anything from Sydney has my heart, and and anything Julia Jacklin does as well, just truly incredible. But I have, ever since it came out, kept coming back to this album, really sort of surprised me, I think, especially for a debut. I've really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, let's, you know, take a listen to it now. But before we do hit play, I want to mention that anyone who does vote in our poll on 2SER.com/vote goes into the draw to win a fantastic feature album pack. And there'll be some, you know, other 2SER goodies in there as well. So, yeah. Go and cast your votes.
2SER.com/vote. Thank you so much, Steph.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm going to indulge myself a little bit off my pick for feature album of the year, Fantastic Furniture, Dark Corner Dance Floor.